So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios, powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time, big 2 o'clock hour. Dom's Money Melody, as always, around 213, 214 for a big prize. Scott Presler should be here momentarily. In addition to that, President Trump, ICE, has launched just in the last, well, give or take, pretty soon, a big blitz of ICE in Chicago. So maybe it's not the National Guard as much as it is ICE en masse. In Chicago, called the Midway Blitz. Maybe those snow trucks did not work that they were using to block various highways there. So this hour, we'll update you on what happens now in Chicago as President Trump rolls in. And of course, the crime issue, huge issue wherever you are. And the footage is starting to be out there a little bit more on Twitter and otherwise of the killing in Charlotte. Of this Ukrainian woman killed by a guy who had been released 14 times, was homeless on public transit. Even though there's a media blackout in various areas, this refugee murder sparks more crime talk. What's the response to that? There is none on the other side. All right. I'm so glad he's here. This guy is the star of stage, screen, and now Newsmax. Our own Scott Presler with the big Newsmax feature coming up this Sunday night, I believe. Scott, welcome back. Have you seen the outtakes of the documentary on you?
Thank you. Well, upcoming on Sunday the 14th, yes, the Newsmax is going to be coming out. We're actually having a postcard party that we are going to be getting together 10,000 postcards to the Amish community. Because New York is pushing vaccinations on children in Amish community schools. And right before our debut that night, we'll be doing the postcard party as well. So even while we're going to be celebrating, we're still working, Dom.
Where are you doing the postcard thing from? Where's the headquarters? In Amish country?
That's going to be in Reading, Pennsylvania. Okay. We have a generous warehouse over there that we're going to be doing this party and putting everything together. And the list that we've been entrusted with is 10,000 Amish homes throughout the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. And so we're going to be working tirelessly to write the names on there, stamp them up, and then we're going to be shipping them out in preparation for the October 20th deadline to register to vote this year, and then also the deadline to request an emergency backup ballot, aka a mail-in ballot, on October 28th. So we are going to be meeting our deadlines.
Well, Scott, congratulations on this, and we love how you take something like that, not for personal glory, but put it right into the postcard. And the postcard thing is one of your top three techniques, because you have people in these states like Illinois, where there's no hope at this point, sending postcards to people in Amish country or X, Y, and Z, and being useful and feeling engaged nationally.
Well, we only have a couple elections this year, right?
Yeah.
We have statewide elections in Virginia, Winsome Sears. Everyone should be talking about that. New Jersey Governor Jack Chattarelli, everyone should be talking about that. Pennsylvania, we have judicial, sheriff, we have district attorney, and also in New York, hopefully we are going to be able to stop Mamdani from becoming mayor as well. So really, every other state, the 46 of them, please deliver your time, talent, and agency in order to make sure that we have victories in those four states that do have big elections.
Scott, on this Newsmax presentation on you, what is it they were zoning in on, did you think? Is it the grassroots part of it? Is it how much of a force this is versus just, you know, the institutional entities out there? This is grassroots like we've never seen before.
Yeah, I don't want to spoil it.
Okay.
But this is pretty unprecedented. I would say that it's a reality television docuseries because, you know, it's still definitely entertaining. So it's not like, you know, you're watching just a series on how to register a voter. No, you're catching me for the last 5 months. See, I've kind of kept this underground. Nobody knows. I got a deal I'm working on in New York that we've been working on this for 5 months, all while I'm leading an organization and I'm on the ground every single day delivering results. And so you're going to get to follow me as I sojourn throughout Pennsylvania to New Jersey, leading my team, going from fair to festival to gun shop. And you really get a behind the scenes look of what it takes to do this kind of grassroots work. You know, we're not just on social media. We're out in the field putting in the work every single day.
Absolutely. Scott, Pennsylvania, how are we looking this week?
Democrats had a net loss for this week statewide. And we saw gains in Bucks County, Pennsylvania. Fred Herron for sheriff, I need your vote. Jen Shorn for district attorney, I need your vote in Bucks County. Erie County, the Democrats continued to collapse in a bellwether, quintessential swing county of Erie. Again, if I were the Democrats, I would be shaking in my boots seeing that Erie continues to go to the right. And even in York, where the Democrats are, you know, trying to go after Scott Perry, who we must reelect in 2026. York, Democrats lost, Republicans gained. That's a very good sign for Scott. He's probably happy looking at those numbers over there. However, 5,000 inactive Philadelphia Democrats became active. Now, I don't know how to take that. Is that Democrats are getting active again because they're going to vote in the district attorney Philadelphia County election this November? Right. Are those Democrats that are inactive who are of the Kamala Harris vein that they're going to support Krasner? Or are these reasonable, common sense Democrats that see the lawlessness, the crime, the fentanyl, the horse tranquilizer that is being injected into the veins of Philadelphia citizens day by day on the streets? Or are these people going to vote for Dugin because they actually want to see positive change in Philadelphia? So, you know, I don't know, but I can tell you the Democrats, they're basically putting everything into Southeast Pennsylvania, shocker. And that's why the work that we're doing is so gosh darn important. And, you know, I just spent the last week registering voters at the Luzerne County Fair, and I'll tell you, we crushed it. And 150, we set a goal of 75. Well, we beat that goal. I said, okay, let's do 150. We beat that goal, and we ended up with 152. And we even walked by the Democrat table and overheard them saying somebody wanted to register to vote. And the Democrats said, oh, you can do that online. So while early vote action and Republicans are courting, helping, meeting voters where they are, the Democrats are just simply telling their voters, go do it online. We're not the same.
Any insight this week in Jersey? I know there are no numbers. It's monthly. But anything, any thoughts on what's going on? We've had people calling in today, Scott, making a good point. Subtle issue that's increasing is this homeschooling stuff, trying to force homeschoolers to do some of the things they left the public schools for, suddenly has impetus, and I hope it makes its way into the governor's race. It's a big political loser.
Oh, certainly. Well, yeah, they want to push the DEI baloney and force homeschooling moms and dads that it's their choice if they don't want to go into the public DEI institution, that they can do it on their own. So it's like the government is still trying to co-parent with our governments and subvert the ability of them to choose. But I'll tell you, Jersey, we just had a Democrat mayor switch to Republican and endorse Jack Chattarelli for governor. And I hear through the grapevine, there might be some other Democrat mayors that are going to come out and switch their party and also endorse Jack. So anyone in Jack, I think really the issues are very simple in that state. You take a look at your property taxes. Are you happy? Then you can't possibly vote for Mikey Sherrill.
Exactly.
If look at your electricity prices that are rising, and ultimately look at the lawlessness and the crime. Those are going to be the bread and butter issues. This is an issue of affordability in the Garden State. And if the economy is not working for you in that state, well, it's time to change your government. And that's Jack Chattarelli for governor.
Absolutely. Scott, I'll be off next Monday. So with your good grace, if you can come on. Yeah. Well,
what am I going to do?
I know. It's right. We're going to do a special. Yeah. And it's after.
Am I stuck with Dan and Henry?
No, they're not set stuck. So Tuesday at 2 o'clock, because we want to slow down and really go through this documentary on you, Scott, and your operation. Is that okay? Your Tuesday's free?
Yes.
One time. Yes, and one please. Time Tuesday. Yeah.
So I'll tell you, if this is a pilot, ladies and gentlemen. So, you know, I'm asking you to watch. And if we get really good numbers on Sunday, September 14th at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, then this will turn into 10 one-hour episodes that are going to be going and going to be on Newsmax. And so we're going to have the opportunity to change culture through television. But we need really good ratings. We need lots of eyes. Even my haters, my people that don't like me, I want you to watch the show. I hope you don't like me so much that you watch, and then you're going to get to watch more of me.
Well put. Till then, for all things Presler, where do we go?
Please, earlyvoteaction.com. We need poll greeters. We need people to help out on election day. We need voter registrars and door knockers, earlyvoteaction.com. And of course, you may find me on all social media platforms at Scott Presler, and look forward to having your eyeballs on Sunday, September 14th at 9 p.m., brought to you by Newsmax.
Absolutely. Must see TV. Thank you, Scott, very much.
Thanks.
All right, yeah, watch that on Newsmax. We'll break it down when back. Scott Presler, it is entertaining. The stuff that he does, we've seen it in person at Mulligan's, et cetera, is amazing. All right, phone lines today, Star Trek Day, the easy one today, all-time sci-fi characters. We've had three or four really good ones so far, but I don't know if we have a definitive winner yet. 855-839-1210. But right now, it is time for...
It's Dom's Money Melody!
Where's all the money gone?
All right, today you'll win a pair of tickets to see Sal the Voice, Val Antonetti, perform at the Zlock, one of our favorite spots, Performing Arts Center on Bucks County Community College, this Saturday, September 13th. Henry, what do you have?
Yeah, Dom, so it occurred to me, kind of looking up some things for the Money Melody today, that a lot of sci-fi movies are very serious. So I tried to find one that doesn't take itself too seriously.
Okay.
So I'm going to play you a bit of the score from this particular 80s sci-fi movie.
Mm-hmm.
Some things about this movie. It is part of a franchise, a three-movie franchise that has also spawned some shows and some video games as well. The plot of this movie, I'm not going to get too much into, but I'll tell you this much. It is about two friends looking to learn more about history. I'm going to leave it at that. I'm going to play you a score from this movie. I want to know the name of this 80s sci-fi movie that you're hearing here.
All right, man. Thought I do a lot of sci-fi, not sure on this.
Yeah, and that's where the kind of caveat is. It's not as serious as other sci-fi movies, especially of the 80s. Just, it's about two friends looking to learn more about history.
Ah,
name that movie.
Okay, yeah. 855-839-1210. Hit us with that. You get the belt today, and you're off to the Zloc. A lot more coming up this hour, including Children's Hospital of Philadelphia taking the national lead, fighting back against Trump. What the heck is going on there? And the answer next, 855-839-1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Dom Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
That is right. All right. Henry's got a playful sci-fi show today, since that's the side question. Doesn't take itself that seriously. Let's hear the theme music. All right. Let's see if Greg in Wilmington can close it out here and get the belt. All right, Greg, what's the answer today?
Is that Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure?
That's what I was going to go with. That's the only one I could think of, and it's sci-fi. I'll put you on hold, Greg. Nicely played. I know of it, but why is it sci-fi? That's the thing.
Because they go back in time.
Okay, that's
to
true.
Help write, you know, Bill's history report, so they can learn all these more about all these characters, and they go back in time in a phone booth. So,
all right, now Hot Tub Time Machine, I think, is a better film, maybe.
Yeah, I'd be hard pressed to disagree with you. Yeah, there. Yeah, yeah, I agree. Yeah. I like Hot Tub Time Machine a lot.
All right. 855-839-1210. We got a winner in Greg, and Greg has gone off to the Zlock. We'll have it again tomorrow. Don't forget on the side question, only four chances this week to get in. A couple of things. Have we seen the Republicans weather the storm? That's more the big picture for listeners other than just with SEPTA. And that we now see Josh Shapiro and others, even the head Democrat in the state Senate, saying it's time to pivot and make some kind of deal here and get on with the budget with what's happened with SEPTA. SEPTA, of course, is still going to inflict pain, reduced schedule until September 14th, they say. But have we seen Republicans against unbelievable things, even death threats, hold the fort down and actually win one against Josh Shapiro and the boys and girls and say there is going to be, if you're going to have a deal, they're going to get this money, there's going to be accountability? I think it was Joe Pittman who's been on the show several times now saying, well, they still haven't shown good faith that we believe they're going to crack down on fare evasion. I never would believe SEPTA. So I think I'd be a no. No, I'm just going to hold out. Well, what mechanism are we going to have that we're going to believe that SEPTA is going to stop fare invaders? Really? Or anything they say they're going to do. They do what they want. They scream at people. We got to get money toward them. You're against mass transit, on and on. And I wanted to couple it with something else. Sad that there was a hit and run accident, and there was this in Philadelphia. It was out in the park. This guy who was apparently big in the bicycle community, he was killed on his bike in a hit and run. So, of course, hit and run, we got to get this guy and all the rest. But when I see the turnout of these bicycle people in Philadelphia, we're in downtown. We have to deal with it. Any day, I mean, I'm on alert. When Dan and I park in the lot that we have out here, it's on the street. You step out of your car, you can't take a step. You're in the bike lane, or if you're coming across the street. And you have bikes that are flying down, I'd guesstimate they could be 30 miles an hour coming downhill. And it's all over Center City. It's spread out to the neighborhoods. It's obnoxious, this whole biking community stuff. I get it. You want to be healthier. You want to ride a bike. You think it's better for the environment. Knock yourself out. But the constant erosion of driving in Center City or anywhere near Center City is apparent. And they're more and more demanding, and they have politicians who think this is the safe play, that people are on their side. I don't think so. Okay, 855-839-1210, you get a line. So on SEPTA, did Republicans actually win on this ultimately? Common sense. Yeah, they're going to get more money, dedicated funding stream, not sure what it's going to be. I think the Uber idea is fine, that they would put more tax on that, and that is your dedicated funding, and away we go. But they have to be monitored. They have to be stopped from their nonsense that they continue to push without any fail. I don't think this plays out in the governor's race, but I do think for once, those Republicans in the Senate held the fort down, and despite the media, despite the pressure, they have not caved in. Now, we'll see what the final settlement is, and there's still the budget that has to be put into play. Just think of the pressure. Joe Pittman, every time he's on or on his website, his Twitter, he releases an interview with me. The just threats, the craziness that are out there is stunning. So it's a long battle. One other good sign. President Trump has demanded that all foreign firms that are going to be working here hire and train Americans after this Hyundai ICE raid, in which there were 475 plus people here illegally. And ICE did the right thing, he said. Exactly right. They were here illegally, despite whatever deal they think they have with the Trump administration. And I'm glad to see on that side of it, because remember, we had this battle with Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy around Christmas time with all these visa programs and all these people coming in. And I think Trump has ruled definitively on this. If you're going to engage in this, then you have to go down the line and make sure these are American workers. We'll see if they hold to that. Okay, let's go to Joe of Exton. Joe on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe.
Yes, hello, Dom, and good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
My sci-fi character is Hal from the film 2001 Space Odyssey. Hal is a computer robot who takes on his own independent identity by refusing to obey the commander of the spaceship and by beginning to decimate crew members of the spaceship.
Thank you, Joe. And that's a good one, because this is very much where we are now with AI, that we have this feeling, I do, that, yeah, I know all the benefits of AI, including maybe helping people that post something online somewhere, some shape, before they act to shoot up schools or other places. That could be done. But the fear of where we're going with this stuff is palpable, and it is correct. 855-839-1210 will get you on board. Cut 24, Henry. I can't resist playing this rear guard action by McDonald's, who are against the big, beautiful bill and the tax on tips. This is a political winner up and down the line. They are asking for it by continuing to tell us, what about us? Here is another one of the chief people at McDonald's. McDonald's president, Joe Erlinger, telling us why they don't support the tax on tips.
Hang on, give me one second.
Okay.
This clip is not loading properly.
Okay, that's all right. Let's. I'll go to Drew, then I'll come back to you. Drew in Upper Darby. Hey, Drew, good afternoon.
Hey, Don, thanks a lot for taking my call, man. I appreciate it. Hey, you know what frustrates me with these, with what's going on, you know, like with the Hyundai plant and like with owners of landscaping companies and the roofers, like the owners of these companies, you know, they knowingly hired these folks because they pay them less because they're under the table.
Well, Drew, you know what? That is the secret sauce. That's the thing I'd call upon the Trump administration. These guys get put into jail. They get charged, something like that. You're going to see a lot less of it. Yeah.
And like, I had a debate with a friend of mine. I'm like, you know what? He's there. Well, they're just trying to make a living. And I get that. But someday, like, here's the thing that gets me. They're not paying their taxes. That's number one, because someone's going to need an emergency room one night, you know, someone's grandchild, right. And they can't get a room because there's no space. But because it might be taken up by an illegal, you know, I feel bad saying that, but you can't turn them away. That's why these hospitals are closing down. No one has insurance.
Well, you know? we can tell that to the 900 students and their parents. And I don't know why these parents are not making more. Don't they have a voice? I put them on here. Lincoln High School, 900 freshman class in trailers. You mean to say you're not out there picketing when your kid has to go to school in a trailer because of people here illegally?
Dom, you're right. That is so unfair. You know, it's, you know, especially when you get, you know, when you get your tax bill for your school taxes.
Right.
So I agree with you 100%. Hey, Dom, my answer is this movie was made in the late 1950s and it was redone in the 80s. But in the 50s, it was Vincent Price. The movie was called The Fly. And they were ahead of their time. When they made this movie, because down the road, they didn't know that all this fusion between animals and food was going to be done. So the movie The Fly, you know, it's a crazy flick, because man gets fused into being a fly. So
I know the film. Good film. Good choice. All right. More of your calls coming up. 855-839-1210. We got more on the auto pen over the weekend, and a little bit more teased out today. I know it seems like forever. When does this stop? It grinds very, very slowly. But even emails that have come forward showing that some of the Biden underlings, maybe not the top two or three, didn't want to sign off on this, wanted to know, did Biden sign off on this? There's more and more of a trail building. 855-839-1210.
It's It's okay not to be okay. Join us for I'm Listening, a powerful mental health special featuring real stories, honest conversations, and expert advice. Carson Daly hosts some of the biggest names in news, sports, and music to spread awareness about mental health and the message talk saves lives. Be here for I'm Listening this Wednesday at 7 p.m. on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Sponsored by the 988 Lifeline and the Philadelphia Department of Behavioral Health and Disability Services.
Hey, let me tell you about my friend, board-certified prostodontist, dentist extraordinaire, Dr. Robert Bentz. I'm thrilled to give you great news. In addition to all the things we've told you over about 8 to 10 years about Dr. Bentz, he's expanding his services and availability. That's because there's a new prostodontist there. So we have two prostodontists, and you know the difference between the ordinary dentist and prostodontist. Right now, you're going to get that type of service. So if you're a patient, maybe you have a complex dental issue, maybe you haven't seen a dentist in a while, or you're a general dentist that can use some backup. Dr. Bentz does this all the time on complicated cases. Bentz Dental Group is your number one solutions provider. Now, you know my story with Dr. Bentz. For 10 years, he's been my dentist, and I've seen the improvement, the water pick, the electric toothbrush, other things, even the type of toothpaste. It's all there. Great oral health. So get on the road to great dental health and that smile that you've always wanted. Call and schedule that appointment with Dr. Bentz now. Get that initial evaluation. See what it's all about. 610-272-6949. 610-272-6949 or visit BentzDentalGroup.com. B-E-N-T-Z DentalGroup.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Tom. All right, Dom Giordano's show. Welcome in. By the way, President Trump, again, Museum of the Bible today. If you're going to Washington, it's a must-see. Talking about new guidance, I haven't seen it fully yet, but Democrats already on the attack coming down from the Department of Education on the right to pray in schools. It's not going to be about teacher-led prayer or something of that nature, but big emphasis for the 250th anniversary of the country around prayer. Watch for this. And as I said, Democrats already saying that this to them seems to be out of bounds. How many issues can you be on the wrong side of when you look at public opinion, vast public opinion? How many of them can you take? Here's McDonald's showing their cards, too. How can you be against the tax on tips? It's got to be blatantly because you don't want to pay your people. You have a funny thing going on here. So in what universe do you want to begrudge other people with this blessing that they're not going to pay a tax, essentially, on tips? Here's the presidente of McDonald's.
The new Trump tax bill eliminated taxes on tips up to a certain threshold. This doesn't affect McDonald's employees in the sense that they don't work for tips. You support the move. How do you feel about it generally? How does this affect the company?
Yeah, we support tax, no tax on tips. I mean, that's a policy that we've been really clear about. I know there was some fake news out there over the last 72, 96 hours, but we support the policy of no tax on tips. Anything that I think helps our restaurant teams and is good for our restaurant teams, I think is generally good policy.
All right. Now, Henry, that's not the same guy, or is it? We played the other day the guy, and I don't think that was fake news. It was a legitimate news source. CNBC saying he was against the tax on
tips. I believe that was a different guy.
Yes.
A different McDonald's employee with glasses.
Right.
As well,
yeah, yeah. So is the bottom line, when they went on there, CNBC, and said, no, this is unfair to us. We went through all the reasons. We don't tip. They ought to pay their people more. Could it be McDonald's got their mind right here is what I'm suggesting. And this guy now is in on the cleanup saying, yeah, we do support the tax on tips.
Yeah, totally, because that's why they set him up with, like, Savannah Guthrie on the Today Show. And, I mean, no offense to her. I'm sure she's great at her job, but, like, it's not exactly hard-hitting, you know, pushback interviews.
Right, yeah.
McDonald's fluff piece, like, oh, no, we're cool. We're cool. No tax on tips.
Okay, and I think these policies, you know, they stick their neck out, and McDonald's doesn't like it. They have a different system with their workers. We get it. But it came across as begrudging people. If you attack the no tax on tips or the overtime or any of these things, and most of the big, beautiful bill, you're going to be in trouble. Most of these things are very popular. The only one with their willing henchmen in the media that they made hay with, and Republicans shouldn't be worried because if you explain it properly, you're going to win on this, is the Medicaid stuff. The media would have you believe that people that are deserving of Medicaid are going to be kicked off, a lot of them Trump people. You know by now what the rule is. For able-bodied people, a lot of them men in their 20s or 30s, you volunteer 20 hours a week, check the box, even if you're not really doing anything, or you work 20 hours a week, you're going to get Medicaid. All right? That's what it comes down to. Instead, Republicans get nervous. It's going to be viewed, you're kicking worthy people, poor people, women and kids off of Medicaid. Out of the whole big, beautiful bill, that is the one thing where there's a battle. Tax on tips away, tax on overtime, school choice in there. They're all widely popular. So they can't get weak-kneed on this. They just have to continue to make the case. I think we're looking at, if it turns out the way it is now, a miracle here that Republicans have stood their ground on SEPTA. And based upon what's happened over the weekend, leading Democrats, the governor, the Bradford big mouth guy from Montgomery County, and even Jay Costa, who's their lead guy in the Senate, saying we're going to have to pivot on this and do something else. In other words, the pain is not working. George Pichetto stopped them on that. They actually did say, well, we don't accept Can you imagine for the next home game? And I believe that's like September 24th. That date is fixed in my mind for the Eagles. They're going to need a corporate sponsor again. What do you mean you're going to need? You're sitting on top of hundreds of millions of dollars. You can provide those trains. All you have to do is release the money. You don't even have to have the governor, whatever. They're all on board. Release the money. Give people those trains. They want to play this game. They need a corporate sponsor again to do it. Do I think it'll last to September 24th? Yeah, I think it could. Because in the House, you have these diehard Democrats who are determined they're not going to lose. Republicans are inching forward on this, and they're winning. How did they do that? They did that because they flooded the zone with people willing to talk about Pittman, the Senate pro tempore, Kim Ward, Martina White, Frank Ferry here in the suburbs, Penny Cook, all have been out there. George Paquetta. Well, yeah, let's ask that question as we move forward. I don't want to count the chickens before they fully come home in the roost, Reverend. But it appears to be Democrats are on the defensive. It's probably Paquetta on what he was able to do. He took away the pain. And he played it well. It was affecting poor and marginalized people. And he got a judge to say, no, you're not going to be able to do this. And that took away some of the media battle. And he's ready to do it again. He wants sanctions against him, I believe. So Republicans stood their ground. George Paquetta is a secret weapon. And they're winning on this. It's common sense, but they're winning. All right. Bill in Palmyra is on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Bill. Afternoon.
Afternoon, Dom, Dan. Good show as usual.
Thank you, Bill.
My answer for the side question is goes back to, I think, the early 50s. It was the original, the day the earth stood still with Michael Rennie. They was a flying saucer landed in a baseball field in Washington, D.C. And come out of it came this big, tall robot, Klaatu, K-L-A-T-U. And the only thing that was moving besides his arms and legs, a little opening would come in his head or face. And he'd shoot out this white light beam that would melt a tank. It was really frightening, and the first, I think, a real good-looking robot as a science fiction figure.
All right, Bill, thank you. Yeah, I think there have been several iterations of the day the Earth stood still, some things like it. Nobody said the Blob. Phoenixville, come on. All right.
The Blob Fest and everything.
Yeah, the Blob Fest. And the Bloviator Fest. That's what we should have called it, off the Blob. Not the Blob, the Bloviator. Man, we were bloviating that night, four of us, and Dan tagged in as a roving Bloviator, Henry, going through the audience, egging people on to say sauce to go after me. It was pretty incredible. All right. 855-839-1210. It is the lightning round next. And I just have one more thought I got to get to coming up on this. We got to do more with this poll out of Generation Z of 18 to 29-year-olds, and they ask people, what is a mark of success in life? And then they broke them down. If you were a female of that age and you voted for Harris, or a female, you voted for Trump, and if you were a male for Harris and a male for Trump. It's incredible the variety of these answers, how different they are of what would be seen as a sign of success. Pretty much, 3 out of 4 say something about a career, something like that, except males who voted for Trump, they say having children. It's a lot of stuff. And Henry, you're more in sync with the females voting for Harris.
Correct.
I'm more in sync with, I believe, the females voting for Trump.
Oh,
somewhat. Yeah, I'm not in sync with the males voting
somewhat.
For Trump.
Yeah, I'm not like...
Yeah, it's not locked. They're hard to get. These guys voting for Trump put marriage down at 4. I don't see that. That is a sign of success.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what's, you know, I hear Dan, they're differentiating. They're focused on the family thing as number one. But 4? And will gas prices hit $2 or under soon? 855-839-1210.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
All right, coming to you for the lightning round. Just out of everything we've hit today, this you can find it on Fox. It's a survey of 18 to 29-year-olds. Did you vote for Trump, male and female? And the difference in what they say is a sign of success. The females who voted for Harris did not say, they said number 11 being married and number 12, all the way down the ranking, were signs of success. All of them said fame and influence were not, all four. We just think there's lying in this survey, too. But the answers across the board, female voting for Harris having a job or career, male voting for Harris having a job or career you find fulfilling, female voting for Trump achieving financial independence, and male voting for Trump having children. And then it really gets mixed up as they go throughout there. So, Henry, you have had hours since we've hit this. Any other final thoughts on it?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like having emotional stability, being number three on the Harris, that should be higher for all of them.
Yeah, but except it's why wouldn't you have emotional stability, I guess.
A lot of people don't.
Well, yes, yeah, number three there. Yeah, that doesn't rank
good thing to have before you get married and have kids. That's just my opinion, though.
The females voting for Trump, though, owning your own home, I think that's a definitive but hard to get now.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. All right, we'll have more on that tomorrow. Jerry in Wilmington on the lightning round on Talk Radio 1210. All right, Jerry, what do you have this afternoon?
Yeah, Don, this show's kind of topical to me today. My ex-wife, she's been known as Darth for the last 10 years, and she moved to Florida, and she kind of looks like Philly's Karen down there. And, you know, so I wonder if that, I have to check, call it, we'll find out.
But we'll get her on as a guest, we'll find out about that. So what's your answer today, Jeff?
Well, she's been known as Darth for the last 10 years, Darth Vader.
Oh, okay. I get it now. All right. Zenos in Upper Darby. Zenos, who's the character?
The character will have to be the predator. If you know what they were, they were a bunch of hunters that used to come here, and whoever pointed guns at them gave them the right to kill them. They were known hunters like we are deer hunters, but they came from outer space.
All right. Interesting answers here. All right, Henry, who did you see as some of the finalists today?
The two that stuck out to me the most were Jesse and Drexel Hill's answer of Rico Browning, the monster of the
Black
Lagoon.
That was a great call.
The great call, being able to hold your breath 4 minutes.
Yes.
they don't teach you that in acting school. I don't think so. And then the other one, you just heard a moment ago, Jerry in Wilmington with his ex-wife, Darth.
All right, Dan, did you have anybody? You took the calls here.
I think
a lot
example of exactly what you expect from callers was the call from Jesse with Rico Browning. I learned something new. It was interesting. Right. It was fun. Great trivia. I think Jesse deserves the win.
Yeah, I agree. That was a good call all the way through. That's some of the marks we're looking for when we say outside the box. Some insight you have, something a little bit different, something you learn on, and fun. You can make it that way. So we'll put his name into the hat, and again, side question again tomorrow, and then Wednesday and Thursday. We'll have a winner on Thursday this week. One thing, the other day we talked about this, and nobody said, yeah, they're on to something here. New York Post over the weekend saying, whoever floated the trans gun ban doesn't belong anywhere near the Justice Department. Remember that? DOJ, I didn't think Trump was going to go for it ultimately. He's given no signal. But President Trump has tweeted out stuff, put on Truth Social, some stuff that's really, really riling up at this point. We'll see tomorrow what else he says about it. It's about vaccines. So we talked today about Tylenol and what I think Kennedy, as a first step, is going to be dropping around that. And there is some evidence of concern, depending upon the level of usage of Tylenol across the board. But again, as we go through this, it may not be this week. It might be more next week that they'll drop all this stuff around autism. Got to think about the sensitivity of how people are going to take this, given the epidemic of autism, the idea of just staking out stuff on a theory. be it vaccines or anything else, has a lot of repercussions. So we'll see how they handle it. We'll see. I think the first wave is going to be on Tylenol. Or even we played you Dr. Gupta today from CNN talking about some caution around Tylenol. Not a causal effect, but some degree of making sure you're taking a look at all the alternatives. We also played you, though, who is it that gave more worriment about public health during COVID? Fauci and vaccines. All right, so follow on Twitter until tomorrow. And again, we're gearing up to bring you some medical experts that I think are balanced on this stuff. How do they see what's coming down the pike? 1 out of 32 is a staggering number. Is a lot of it, though, we're better at noticing autism, characterizing autism. Or is Tylenol one of the potential difficulties here? Riccioli will sort things out for 4 big hours next. Follow on Twitter at DomShow1210, at DomShow1210. Congratulations to all winners. Let's do it tomorrow. 3 big hours, noon until 3, with Dom, Dan, and Henry on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.